Bezras Hashem Yisparich, our first halacha topic from Daf Hey emerges from the Gemara on Hey Amid Beis that qualified and clarified what qualifies as a hanocha beguf. We know that if a person stops walking, says the Gemara, on Hey Amid Beis in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, so then in such a case, there he has done a hanacha. Rabbi Yochanan said that if he goes out and in all day, but he doesn't stop outside, in such a case, there would never be a rule of kol mishomed kimei niachdami. The Gemara then goes on to differentiate between oimed lofush va'oimed likasef. If an individual stopped to rest, that's considered a full-fledged stop. However, if he stopped to fix the belongings on top of him, it's not considered a full stop. This has implications both lekula and lechumra. On the one hand, if a person stops within four amos to rest, then in such a case, he never walked a full four amos. And therefore, if he stopped to fix the belongings on top of him, and then he finishes the dalet amos, and he stops to rest, then he would be chayiv. It goes in the other direction as well. If a person doesn't stop at all, but the only stop he makes is to fix the belongings on top of him, so then in such a case, he would not be chayiv if he went back into the house. This comes up in a few practical instances, and the poskim then clarified a little bit more from our sugya. First, in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, this comes up in the following scenario. What if someone is stranded on Erev Shabbos? Every once in a while this does happen to people, that they were stuck in a Rishus HaRabim carrying things on Shabbos. If the matter is very, very valuable, and there is no goy to guard that valuable item, no goy that one could trust, then in Shulchan Aruch we have the following Eitzah, which is based on our Gemara. Reish Samach Vav Zayin. Im Ein Imoy Shum Echad Mikol Elu, Yitaltalenu Pachos Pachos Me'arba Amas. You could walk less than four Amas at a time and stop, thereby reaching your destination without ever having been over being Mavir Dalet Amos. Keep in mind, yesterday we discussed that to walk then into the Rishus HaYachid is also going to be problematic, and we spoke about throwing the object with a Shinui into the Rishus HaYachid. But leaving that aside, in terms of traversing the Dalet Amos, he walks and stops less than every four Amos. Points out the Mishnah Berurah. Of course, the stop that we're talking about is Omed Lofush. Omed Likasef, we learned, is not really considered a halachic stopping. Now what we need to do is define what categorizes as Omed Lofush, stopping to rest. This is how the Mishnah Berurah describes it in Sif Katan Yud Ches, V'yamud Lofush Bein Asayim Rega Achad Lahafzik Beineham. He has to stop to rest in between his four Amos. Then the Mishnah Berurah comments and quotes a Yesh Machmirim in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim in the Taz. V'yesh Machmirim Shetzarach Dafka Leishe Bein Asayim Olaniach HaChefetz Al Gabi HaKarka. My Rebbe Remensal pointed out that the source of the Yesh Machmirim is a Taz, which actually mentions specifically to sit down, entirely stop and sit down, or the Mishnah Berurah added to place an object on the ground. The halacha lemaisa conclusions from that diuk of Rav Nevensal you can see in Sefer BeYitzchak Yikare. However, for our purposes, the pshat in this taz Rav Nevensal was masbir is based on the following. Who says if an individual, when he stops, simply because he doesn't want to be over an iser, is called omed lofush? Maybe that's closer to omed lekasef. For that reason, the Yesh Machmirim say you've got to do such a dramatic stop, like even sit on the ground. Rav Nevensal therefore argues that even if one is not going to go so far as the Taz, the only time it's considered Omei Lofush is an instance where, in Rav Nevensal's words, Im Samach Alo Ikuv Have Omei Lofush. He himself wanted to stop, then that's Omei Lofush. What happens if he wants to walk, but the red light stopped him, the policeman stopped him? In such a case, it could very well be that that does not qualify as Omed Lofush. This is another beautiful instance where Rav Neman Sal's Mahalach corresponds beautifully to what his Rebbe said, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Shmir Shavas Kilchasa Perek Yud Ches, in the new edition. Ha'ara Reish Lamed Zayin has a disagreement with Rav Moshe Feinstein exactly about this issue. Stopping at a red light, is that considered Omed Lofush or Omed Likasef? The position of Rav Shlomo Zalman was that it is does not qualify as Omed Lofush unless the person is doing it Biritzon No. And he wants to stop. Stopping for a red light, he doesn't want to do. It seems that the Sfas Emes says this idea as well. In Kuf Na'an Gimel in Meseches Shabbos on Mebeis, the Dibra Masel B'Gemara V'ha, the Sfas Emes says, V'im Kein B'Kai Gavno De Mukhrech Lamo Mitzad Siba Acheres Eino B'Chalal Lofush. So Rav Neman Sal's Malchim Yitzchak Yikari fits beautifully with the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman. It should be known, this is of course very important for people in New York, that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his alluded to a different position in Os Beis, in Simin Chof Ches, in Chelek He, and as well, others have quoted it in his name. We mentioned yesterday Rav Bloy Sefer, Nesiva Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Ha'ara La Medalid, quotes this as well from Rav Moshe, that any time a person stops, even if it wasn't necessarily his will, he was stopped by a red light, at the end of the day, he's not stopping Li Kosef. That would be enough to qualify as Omed Lofush. So bottom line, when a person is walking Dalet El Dalet, we have a big Machlokis Haposkim, whether that is considered stopping Lofush if he stops for a red light, or due to someone else. It is interesting to note, the Hamasifta edition, in the Pnini Halacha points this out, and it's an excellent Ha'ara, that in Simen Shin Mem Tes Sifkoten Yudches, the Sharetzion seems to lean closer to the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Sharet Zion writes, "Afilu im loy omed lofush behedya rak bishvil eza siva shemino lelech kivan shelo omed l'sakin derech maso." And the expression in the Gemara of omed lofush is lav dafka rak lafuke shelo omad l'sakin. It could very well be that the Sharet Zion is a strong raya to Rav Moshe Feinstein's position. However, of course, as being zocha to be a Talmud of Rav Neman Sal, I feel the obligation also to defend Rav Neman Sal's position. It could dafka work out very beautifully. And that is, Rav Neman Sal might have been working, I can't speak for Rav Shlomo Zalman, but the Ha'ara and the B'Yitzchak Yikare started off, as you could recall, in being Masbir, the V'yei Shomrim, who says that you even have to sit down. In other words, simply stopping for the halacha is not enough. That was Rav Neman Sal's Hesber. Sharet Zion clearly rejects that shita, the Sharet Zion that we quoted from Simen Shin Mem Tes, and it could very well be that Rav Neman Sal and Rav Shlomo Zalman were being choshesh for this V'yei Shomrim, and Rav Moshe in the Mishnah Berurah that says you have to sit down, and stopping for any alternative reason, if it's not Mamish Omed Lofush, would be problematic. Therefore, if one is stopped because someone else stopped you, so then in such case that also doesn't qualify. However, if Moshe is going with the position of the Sharet Zion that rejects that Yesh Omrim, that seems to have a much broader definition of Omed Lofush. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. And this is the practical application, that someone on Erev Shabbos, if they have to carry, they fall into the category of the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Vav Siv Zayin, where they could carry Dalet al Dalet, less than Dalet al Dalet, each moment, stopping for every less than every four Amos to be Omed Lofush, and we have a Machlokis, how that's supposed to be done. Of course, this Heter only applies if there is a tremendous Tzorech, and if it happened on Erev Shabbos, when a person was stranded with very valuable belongings, and no Goyim are around. In such an instance, according to the Yesh Omrim, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Neman Sal, one should be careful not to stop simply by a red light, but one should stop entirely on one's own volition.